See if I can get everything situated. All right, seems like we're live, guys. I'm Alex from the Tripod, and as you guys know, you've been watching us for a little while now. We break down every single round of the NRL from a betting perspective, so a little bit differently to how most people do it. But yeah, what I'm going to do, it's just myself today. Jacob's off in New Zealand, gallivanting around, so I'm just going to run through pretty much every NRL game of this weekend. I'll give my initial betting thoughts. Not going to be probably giving out many plays on the air because I'll put my head together with Jacob probably tomorrow morning, and then we will release official plays tomorrow morning in our group. If you want to join the group, just hit the link in the post. That's obviously a free group. It's where we give out all our plays. The old group got deleted pretty much a couple of days ago, so we've had to start up the new one. But yeah, we're running strong, trying to build that one from the ground up again. So. Look, round 20, we went really well last week, 9-3 week, and every bet is essentially $1.90 odds, so against the spread, they're meant to be 50-50 bets, but we've been winning much more than 50% this year. Nine wins, three losses last week, so, I mean, you know, for your $100 better, you're up $500. This season, our record, 193 wins, 76 losses. So if you put $100 on every single one of our bets this season, you'd be up $9,800. And overall, we've been doing this for 2 years now. If you've put $100 on every single one of our bets over the last 2 years, you're up $22,500. So we've been doing all right, and we'll look to keep it going this week. Look, to be perfectly honest, I do not love the slate this week. I don't love it at all. There are weeks where, you know, we really do love the slate, and there's a lot of plays for us. You know, sometimes we'll give out 25 bets in a week. Other times we'll give out 10, you know. And I'll just be honest with you guys, I do not like the look of this this round very much at all. And, you know, that's what you have to do as a bettor, I guess, sometimes is, you know, there's going to be rounds where there's not as much value as others. And you have to know yourself, you know, if there's not much value, don't try and push it. Don't try and go for too many bets, you know, bets that aren't value. You need to, you know, be patient as a bettor and only take it when there is solid value on offer. And I don't see much this weekend, but I'm going to give you my initial leans anyway. So, starting on Thursday night, I'm possibly going to be going to this one. The Broncos hosting the Doggies. Broncos are 9.5-point favourites, and the total is 40.5. I hate the Bulldogs. I've said this many a time before. I think they're absolutely woeful attack. But to be completely honest, they do have a very above-average defence. I'd say they're in the top quarter defensively. The Broncos are as well. They have an elite defence. So, we've got two elite defences going up against each other here at Suncorp. But the Bulldogs have a very, very average offense. I mean, Mbai, as I've said every single week, is absolutely horrendous. The Broncos, I think, are going to aim up in D this week. Look, they got tested by the Knights last week. They let in 22 points. They're not going to be satisfied with that, even though they, you know, they couldn't even hold a lead going into the first half. They are not going to be complacent this week. They're going to be focusing on defense. I cannot lay 9.5 points with the Broncos. I'll tell you why. I guess usually when we do the pod, we say we like a certain team, and this is why we like them. We don't like this team, that's why we're not going to bet on them. In this particular game, I don't like either side, and I'm going to tell you why. I can't bet on the Broncos minus 9.5 points because I've got a Doggies team that is absolutely fighting for their lives to stay in the top eight. They're off the bye, and they're getting all their Origin stars back. On the flip side, I can't take the Doggies either because I think the Broncos, like I said, are going to be fired up from last week's, you know, get out of jail against the Knights. I think they come out with a point to prove as well. What I do love in this game is the under. It's sitting too high. It's 40.5 points. Two elite defenses going up against each other. The Broncos need this one to stay in the top four. The Doggies need it for the top eight. You've got all your Origin stars back. Pretty much both sides fully healthy. Dogs have had 2 weeks to prepare for this one, you know, defensive schemes, all that sort of thing. And I love the under 40.5. I think it's going to be an arm wrestle type game. I think there's going to be around 30 to 34 points scored in this one. So don't like a side, but I like the under. Friday, got the Roosters hosting the Knights. The Roosters are 16-point favourites. They're the biggest favourites of the whole round. And 45.5 the total. Roosters missing a couple guys. You got Michael Gordon, obviously, their kicker out. You got Jake Friend out. Sean Cunnydale makes his debut for the Knights, which I guess will be exciting against his former club. Look, the Knights have been fighting actually pretty hard. Like, they put in against the Bronx last week. You know, they had a half-time lead. But you look through, like, the Knights 5 or 6 weeks and, you know, they lost to Manly by 4 points. Manly is a legit side. They're in the top four. They lost to the Dragons by 4 points. They got dusted by the Tigers at home. Yes, I'll give them that. They did not put in there. They lost by two points to the Doggies. And then last week, the Broncos. So, I mean, they have been putting in. So you might think, you know, 16 points is a lot for this Roosters team to cover. But I am not taking the plus 16 with the Knights. I just think that, you know, getting into round 20, it's that back end of the season. And I just think that, you know, although they've been fighting really hard, it might just be time for them to fall off a cliff and let go of the rope. And plus, you know, despite the two outs for the Roosters, they are one of the fucking deepest teams in the comp. I think they are rightful premiership contenders, at least. I think they're top two or three in the league. You know, they're coming off the bye as well. I think the Roosters could absolutely demolish the Knights in this one. But, you know, on the flip side, I'm not laying 16 points. What I do like, actually, is I like the over in this one. I think the Roosters are going to score some points. I think the Knights, you know, they know that, well, they've known they're completely out of it for a while, but they're playing a bit more of an expansive brand of footy. Sean Kennedy-Dow on the wing is going to, you know, he's probably going to score a try, to be honest with you. I think the Knights throw it around a bit more. 45.5, it's a high total, but I'm leaning over for that one. Friday late game, the Sharkies, 8.5-point favourites hosting the Rabbits, and 39.5 the total. Obviously, we went against the Sharkies last week and they got trampled by the Titans. You got Maloney coming back. Surprisingly, you've got Reynolds being named, Adam Reynolds being named despite his thumb. And you got Aaron Gray coming back as well. So, look, this is another one of those games where I'm not really leaning either side, and I'll tell you exactly why. I can't play the Sharkies because I've got a Rabbit side, you know, that is absolutely fighting to make the top eight. I think they're sitting ninth or something like that, but they've got Reynolds back. You know, they're relatively fully healthy. And this is one of those games where I guess I figure that either the Rabbitohs will be deflated after last week's loss to the Cowboys. I know they have a short turnaround. They'll either be deflated or they will fucking come into this game and say that this is a must-win game for our season against the Sharkies. And then if they lose this one, then they'll fall off a cliff and they're out of touch. So that's why I can't play the Sharks -8.5. The reason why I can't play the Rabbits is because the Sharks just got fucking embarrassed by the Titans. They lost, they let in 30 points in absolutely torrential rain. So I can't play against the Sharkies. They're fully healthy now. They get arrested Maloney back. But I guess one way I am leaning here, I kind of do want to play the over. It's 39.5, and I have two of the best goal kickers in the league in this one. 39.5 seems cheap, especially when I've got a fully healthy Sharks that I know can put on points, and I've got an inkling in the back of my mind that the Rabbits just may let go of the rope this week. So 39.5 seems cheap, but once again, I can't play either side as well because there's good reasons. If I can find a reason to play on either side or to go against either side, then it's probably best to stay away. Saturday, early game, we've got the Panthers -4.5 hosting the Titans, 44.5 the total. Trent Merrin's out, but I mean, really, does he fucking make too much of a difference? Not really. He's fat. He's past his prime. He hasn't been playing that well this year. The Panthers are off a decent win against the Warriors, where the Warriors just absolutely shat the bed in the last 20 minutes like they normally do, and that's probably their season gone, to be honest with you, with Sean Johnson out. And the Titans, I mean, what a win. And I think they really needed that. We were all over the Titans. We gave out a bunch of different bets on the Titans, including halftime, full-time at $3.60. You know, Titans 11 to 20 at $8 odds. Those all came off. And you may say for, you know, a win like that, we often say, like, we like to go against a team off a big win. You know, it's a bit of a letdown spot the week after. When you get to the back end of the season and every game matters, especially for a team like the Titans sitting on that cusp of the eight, I think that is a confidence booster for him, for the Titans, sorry. And I think that I think the line's probably a touch too high. I'm leaning Titans this one. I'd love to grab a flat six if anyone sees one out there. All I've seen are 4.5s. I've even seen a flat four floating around, but and the Titans have to be the side here. I think they come in with a lot of confidence off the back of last week's win. And I think that they, you know, they believe that they can make the eight now after last week. Moving on to the second Saturday game. We've got the Raiders plus 6.5 points at home, hosting the Storm. 41.5 the total. No Papali, which is a fucking big out for the Raiders, because, I mean, talent-wise, roster-wise, I've always said that they're a top 16 team in the comp, but they find themselves outside the eight, and they find themselves against us, coming up against a Storm team that is rested, they're off the bye, they've got all their Origin players back, plus they're coming off an absolute flogging against the Eels the week before the bye, which was 22-6. I know they didn't have their Origin players there, but you know, we hate going against a team that got flogged before their bye, because then they just fucking aim up for 2 weeks in training, and they come focused and determined the week after. So this is a really tricky one for me. I cannot lay 6.5 points with the Storm in Canberra. I just can't do it with Canberra fighting for their lives. The only side I could lean is the Raiders, especially because Shannon Boyd's been named. He's been named as a starter. Look, I don't know if he's going to be good to go or not, but that is a huge inclusion if he can go. But even more than that, this game is a dead nut under game. The Raiders have an underrated defense. Everyone thinks of them as this high-flying offensive team. But let me tell you what, they're not going to get in too much against the Storm. The Storm have one of the best goal line defenses in the comp. Raiders have an underrated defense. The Storm have had 2 weeks to prepare defensive schemes for the Raiders. This one is going to go under. I see this one, you know, around 30 points as well. Two really good defenses. A team fighting to stay on top of the table, Storm, against a team that is fighting for their lives to make it into the eight in the Raiders. And 41.5 for me, I think that's too high. I think that closes under 40. Saturday late game. Now, this is a bit of a disappointment for Warriors fans. The Cowboys are hosting the Warriors. Cowboys are 8.5 point favourites now. That one shifted from 3.5 open to 41.5 total. So the big news here is obviously Sean Johnson's out. His injury is not as bad as first thought, but still he's going to be out for a few weeks. And the Warriors fucking need it. They're going to struggle to make the eight from here. I like the Warriors. I think the line's too high. I think I'll be able to catch a 10 at some point on some site, but even 8.5's too high for me. I'll tell you why. Cows are off 2 days less rest. I think everyone is too high on the Cowboys. Now, let's not forget that this is a monster of a team, but they still don't have Jonathan Thurston as the best player in the comp. And, you know, people say that he's worth 6 points. So, you know, if you slot in Thurston in this, are the Cows really laying, you know, over two converted tries to the Warriors? I don't think so. Despite Sean Johnson being out, despite Tamari Martin being in there and he's okay, I think the line is too high. It's another thing, one of those injured player theories. When you have your best player go out injured, the team often rallies the troops and puts in a really good performance the week after. I think this is the week for the Warriors. I'm leaning under as well. I think it's a low scoring arm wrestle game with two teams that really need the game, and I think 8.5's too high. Sunday, early game, we've got the Dragons hosting Manly. Dragons are 2 point favourite, 2 point underdog, sorry, and 39.5 the total. Fuck, I like the Dragons in this one, but yeah, the Lions moved too much for me. It was 4 earlier in the week and that was a gold mine. But at 2, I think the Lions probably fair. It's one of those games where, you know, if you said to me, you can have 4 with the Dragons, I'd take it. And if you told me I could get Pick'em with Manly, I'd probably take it as well. But the Dragons are pretty much fully healthy now. They're getting Frizzell back. He got rested last, or he was out last week. They get DeBellin back. And Manly's missing a couple guys as well. They're missing Appy Coruscant. They're missing Matt Wright, who's the kicker. And then you go down the line and it's like, who the fuck is going to be kicking for Manly? It's going to be, you know, Dylan Walker, who can fucking shank it in all angles, or, you know, Cherry Evans, who can't kick either, versus one of the best, you know, the best goal kickers in the comp in Widdup. This is a must-win game for the Dragons. I think they haven't won since round 16 against the Knights. That was, they're in 8th spot. There is a host of teams fucking biting at their heels. This is an absolute must-win game for the Dragons. I think everyone's riding a bit too high on Manly. But yeah, I think I need a flat 4 to take the Dragons in this one. Last game of the round, you got the Tigers. They're 8-point dogs against the Eels. 42.5 the total. The Tigers, they're fucking woeful. They tried hard for 60 minutes last week and then they just absolutely fucking fell apart against Manly and they ended up steamrolling them in the end. But the Tigers season's over. They've probably known it for a while now. They've got a decently talented roster. I still think that Lollahe has taken his time to sort of slot in there in the halves. But the Eels, they're a solidly coached team. They need this win. And they're coming off the bye. I think the Eels could actually fucking obliterate the Tigers. But the problem is here that I don't like laying minus 8 points. But the Eels are a solid outfit. They're fully healthy. They need the game, unlike the Tigers. And they're coming off the bye. So it's one of those ones where I know the Eels will win the game. But I'm not laying minus 8 points, that's for sure. So it's probably another one of those ones that I'm just going to have to stay away from. So that pretty much wraps up the round. I know there's not... I don't like this round at all. I'm sure we'll find some sort of fucking value going forward, but I don't see a lot, to be honest. I like a few totals, and I'm leaning a few sides as well, but just not a great round for value, and that's fine. You know, sometimes you do get those rounds. You're better off saving your coin for next week where there's a bit more value. But yeah, for you lads that tuned in, certainly make sure you join the group. Hit the link in the post if you haven't already. We say it every week. We give out 50 bucks. Bonus bets on Thursday, Friday, Saturday and Sunday nights. All sorts of comps, free tips, all sorts of stuff in there, guys. So, hop on there, make sure you join the group, and let's make some money this weekend again. Cheers, guys.